high school, come dinner time, you probably sat down to a meal your parents made, whipped something up in your stocked kitchen, or drove to pick up your favorite takeout. I'm guessing you didn't walk in sub-zero temperatures to a dining hall to eat dry chicken. Now, the latter has become a reality for a lot of Northwestern underclassmen. What do you do when you're craving something other than Allison fine dining, but your Uber Eats bill has been worryingly high recently? One option is to cook dinner in your dorm kitchen. How feasible is it, though, to cook a meal in a dorm kitchen? I decided to find out. I'm going to take you through all the logistics, materials, cost, cooking, and cleanup. Because I'm not gifted in the kitchen, I decided to go through this journey with Katya Chada, a self-proclaimed foodie. She is a Weinberg freshman whose dorm kitchen, which is shared with about 70 other residents, is equipped with an oven, a stove, and little else.
How often did you cook when you lived at home?
At home, probably at least once a week. I mean, depends on the week, but I cooked pretty often.
What do you miss most about being able to cook at home?
I think something that I took for granted was just having a fully stocked kitchen, like salt, pepper, spices. Things that I never really thought to buy were just there, and now you kind of have to collect all of those ingredients all over again if you want to make a meal.
What have you done since moving to college to try and find those things that you miss about cooking out in your own kitchen?
So I think for me, because I'm obsessed with pasta, I had to get just a pot and a saucepan so I could boil some water and make pasta. So I've got that. I have a brownie pan because I can't live without brownies. I'm hoping to grow my collection.
We decided on a fairly traditional menu for this challenge. Pasta with pesto, a caprese salad, and a baguette. First, we gather the materials. This brings challenge number one. Because we don't have our own kitchen, material collection means more than just grocery shopping. We need to acquire pots, plates, and utensils in addition to ingredients. In Katya's room, she keeps a pot, a saucepan, and a brownie pan. I provide a few plates and a set of utensils. To fill in the rest, we trek to Target and Whole Foods. Our total for materials and ingredients is $50.36, and we plan to feed 6 people. To put that in perspective, a dinner at Allison Dining Hall for one person costs $16.07. This dinner costs half as much per person. Back in Katya's dorm kitchen, the true work begins. But first, challenge number two. There's a group monopolizing the kitchen for coffee and ramen. We wait until they finish to start our dinner.
While the pasta's boiling, we're gonna start to assemble the caprese salad.
Since there's no cutting board or big knife around here, we're using a plastic plate and a kitchen knife to cut up the tomatoes. It gets the job done, albeit a little messily. We don't have any serving plates, so we set the salad up on a personal-sized plate.
That means it's time to check our pasta. Tastes good!
After straining the pasta in Katya's new colander, we mix it with our pesto. The sauce is store-bought. We unfortunately do not have the funds for a blender. We did, however, invest in a serving bowl.
The final step is the baguette.
While the bread heats up in Katya's brownie pan, she mixes together ricotta with honey, salt, and pepper. This mixture will serve as a spread for the bread.
It was really delicious.
Finally, we're done. I ask Katya her thoughts, but not before a taste test.
That is really good. I honestly had no idea what was going to happen when we tried to cook, so I'm really pleased with how it turned out.
I also asked the thoughts of the other people who ate the meal.
It was delicious. Thank you, Katya. I love it.
So much better than Allison.
Challenge number three comes with the cleanup. We used most of our ingredients, but there are some extra, like the balsamic glaze and olive oil. Katya said that she plans to leave these ingredients in the kitchen for others to use for their own recipes.
What do you think was the hardest part of this process?
I think honestly figuring out all of the equipment. Obviously I'm used to a very specific set of, you know, the oven, the stove, and so adjusting to all of that and just figuring out how to use this new kitchen and work in it.
Would you cook a meal in this kitchen again?
I definitely would. I mean, there are definitely some bumps in the process, including not realizing that the stove was not turned on for a good 15 minutes. But in the end, I feel like the product was worth it, and a good home-cooked meal is just so delicious.
You're planning to be on exec board for your dorm next year, so you'll have some power over the budget. How do you plan to invest funds into the kitchen?
I definitely think the kitchen is just the hub of a dorm. I mean, food just brings people together, so I really hope to get a toaster and get a bunch of kitchen supplies so that everyone can make it feel like home.
There you have it, folks. How you can spend $50 and several hours to avoid eating dining hall food. It's a great way to enjoy a delicious meal while spending time with some friends. My conclusion to our initial challenge, it is in fact possible to cook a full meal in a dorm kitchen. For WNUR News, I'm Pass Baum.